The subject this morning is the International Monetary Order. Monetary problems have been on the agenda of this society regularly from the very beginning. And that's very natural because monetary discussions throw light on interesting theoretical problems. Secondly, the monetary order have wide political implications and consequences. I doubt whether Hitler had been possible if the middle classes of Germany had not been brought to despair and eliminated on account of the German inflation. And on the other hand, if you have too many encroachments and regulations, you are in opposition to some of the tenets of this society. If you discuss monetary problems, you have to discuss gold. Gold is a strange, very strange commodity. The yellow metal has attracted mankind for thousands of years. Sigmund Freud and Carl Gustav Jung have given explanation for that, psychological explanations, and we may even see physiopsychological reasons. We may reject those hypotheses, partly because we think they are aesthetically repulsive and intellectually invalid. But it's a fact, a strange fact, that when you discuss gold, people seem to get very excited. I don't mind an excited discussion at all. In fact, I hope we'll get one today. In my country, we speak of giving a lecture. In English, you call it reading a paper. I don't like the expression in general, and as a member of an audience, I abhor it. I shall use or perhaps misuse my authority as the chairman here today to try to avoid it by reducing the time of the speakers. It may seem rather ridiculous to assemble here world well-known experts and then ask them to reduce their time. But we have to do it because we have so many speakers today. In fact, there have never been so many speakers to any session as today. And fortunately, they have all delivered their papers. We have it in the folder. In this connection, I should like to express the wish that the speakers in later meetings will send in their manuscripts so early that the secretary will have a chance to send out the report so early so we can read them before leaving home. The program is so tight here that we should use it for other things. Well, I am going to reduce the time of the official speakers on the list to 10 minutes. And I think you will appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, that all of the speakers have consented to this reduction. I think we should give them a show of our appraisal. The subsequent speakers will get 5 minutes only. I will use this. This is a light signal if they are too long, but I'm not going to use it because it doesn't seem to work very well. So I'll use this bell after 9 minutes, a short warning. But then after the 10th minute, it's the final, it's all over. And as the of course, anybody could put themselves on the list again, and that will be on the bottom of the list. And to console them, a certain amount of decent heckling will be permitted and tolerated. After the coffee break, I'll tell you the names and the number of the subsequent speakers, so you know who are going to speak in the afternoon. The first speaker today is Professor Yev. And I'm not going to introduce him or anybody else, but I think we are glad you have come back again. And I want to say one thing, and I don't like to admit it, that after being seemingly so strong and consistent, I have to do an exception for Mr. Rieff. And that's one reason, because I thought and I had promised him there would be a simultaneous translation of his speech, which is going to be given in French, in English. But that is not given, and then I have to give him 5 minutes to resume his speech in English, which I hope you will permit. But that's the only exception. Professor, yes, and then you will give it more after.
Yes.
Monsieur Lorne.
I have to say something about the party at Doliani, you know. There is a tremendous number of people enlisted to go there, practically. And Mrs. Einaudi is rather worrying because her husband is about 87. So I would like to reduce, in a sense, or to split the party, if possible. And I was asked by Olivetti, to ask you whether somebody wants to see her factory. So I would like you, the people who want to give up the trip to Doliani and to go to Olivetti, they will be received by the managing director there. They will be offered a reception and a visit tomorrow, and they could leave at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So people who want to go to Olivetti instead of going to Doliani are kindly requested to enlist themselves. I will have a girl going around and taking the names because I have to telephone to Ivrea. It's a very nice trip, very nice area. It's 30 miles from here. So people who want to give up the trip to Doliani will enlist themselves and give the names to the girl. Thank you.